listening to Law and Gospel on this Wednesday, May. Boy, we are getting close to Christmas. May the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and as you may be aware, we did not have a program on Monday because that was a holiday. So this Wednesday, we're going to take a look at the readings for the coming Sunday. Now, June the 2nd is referred to as Proper 4. In other words, after the Holy Day of Trinity, that Sunday, we then go into the days of Pentecost, which are called Propers. This is Proper 4, and we're going to take two lessons, Deuteronomy 5 and Mark 2, because they basically talk about the same items. All right, Deuteronomy 5. This is a summary of the Ten Commandments. And the reading from this Sunday is Deuteronomy 5, beginning with verse 12. Be careful to keep the rest day holy as the Lord your God ordered. Now, the rest day is called the Sabbath. The word Sabbath doesn't mean seventh. What it means is the day of rest. And then God goes on to explain to Israel how to obey that commandment. 6 days you should labor and do all your work. But on the seventh, the rest day of the Lord your God, do not do any work. You, your son, your daughter, your male or female servant, your ox, donkey, or any of your animals, or your foreigner who is within your gates, so that your male and female servant will rest as well as you. Remember, you were a slave in Egypt, and the Lord your God took you out of it with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. That is why the Lord your God has ordered you to keep the day of rest. Now, this is an important commandment, because if you look at it closely, it refers to the day of rest for Israel to be the Sabbath, which was a Saturday, because that is the day that God rested from the creation of the world. He began it on Sunday, rested on Saturday. So that's what the Old Testament says about the third commandment. And we need to understand that in light of the gospel reading from Mark chapter 3, Mark chapter 2, verses 23 to 28, and in a part of chapter 3. Now, this is called Lord of the Sabbath. And the similar reading from Mark 3 is found in Matthew 12, 1 to 8, and Luke 6, 1 to 5. So this is important that three of the gospel writers were moved by the Holy Spirit to report what Jesus said, beginning with verse 23. Jesus was going through the grain fields on a Sabbath. As the disciples walked along, they were picking the heads of grain. The Pharisees asked him, "Lord, why are they doing something they shouldn't do on a day of rest?" So the Pharisees believed that in light of Deuteronomy chapter 5, the disciples were disobeying the commandment, and they were not resting on the Sabbath, but they were picking the heads of grain on a Sabbath day. So that's why the Pharisees questioned Jesus. How did Jesus reply? "Haven't you ever read what David did when he and his men were in need and got hungry? How he went into God's house when Abiathar was high priest, and he ate the loaves laid before God, which only the priests had the right to eat, and he gave his men some too." Now, this is found in 1 Samuel chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. Just before this chapter, there was a departure between David and Jonathan. Remember, Jonathan was protecting David from King Saul, who did not like David at all, because people were looking to David as the savior against Goliath and the Pharisees. So David left and went away, and Jonathan went into the town. Then we get verse 1 of chapter 21. David came to the priest Ahimelech as Nob, at Nob. That's the place. Ahimelech was trembling as he met David. "Why are you alone?" he asked him, "and no one with you?" "The king ordered me to do something," David answered the priest, "and he told me, no one must know anything about this mission I'm sending you on. I've sent my young men to a certain place. Now, what do you have? Give me 5 loaves of bread or anything that is here." The high priest answered David, "I don't have any ordinary bread, but there is holy bread if the young men have kept away from women." So that was a kind of bread that was in the holy place, much like we have the bread of the Lord's Supper. So it was a bread that was meant only for the priest to eat. Going on in verse 6. So the priest gave him holy bread, because only the bread that was before the Lord was there. He gave him the bread that was taken from before the Lord when fresh bread was put in its place. So that's what is being referred to by Jesus in Mark chapter 3. That bread from the altar of the Lord on the Sabbath was given to the disciples and to Jesus. So, going back to Mark chapter 3, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Have you never read what David did when he and his men were in need and got hungry? How he went into God's house when Abiathar was high priest, and he ate the loaves laid before God, which only the priests had the right to eat. And he gave his men some too." Then Jesus says something in verse 22 of Mark 3. "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." Wow. What Jesus is saying is those commandments that were given from Mount Sinai was from the Lord. And Jesus was the Lord who could interpret them as was necessary. And in this particular situation, it was a Sabbath day. The disciples were picking the heads of grain when they walked through a grain field and eating them. The Pharisees thought that that was a disobedient thing to do, because Deuteronomy 5 said no work on the Sabbath. But Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath, which means he interprets what is right or wrong. This is why it's important to remember why the Sabbath for Christians moved to Sunday. Three things happened on the first day of the week. The one was the beginning of the creation of the world in 6 24-hour days. That began on a Sunday because God rested on the seventh day. The second item was the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That also occurred on a Sunday. And the third item was the promised coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. That also occurred on a Sunday. So it was not at all unusual that for the Christians, the Sabbath day became the first day of the week because of those three items. And that's when they began to worship. How we continue to worship. Although there are churches that, because of their people who may be working on Sunday, also have worship services on Saturday or Monday. So, this is important, that Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. And as the Son of Man, he interprets how that Sabbath day is obeyed. This continues in the very next chapter of Mark. Mark chapter 3. It's entitled The Shriveled Hand. And it also is so important that the same event is found in Matthew 12, 9 to 15, and Luke 6, 6 to 11. Well, what was this event? Jesus went again into a synagogue, and there was a man with a shriveled hand. Now, they were watching Jesus to see if he would heal him on a Sabbath because they wanted to accuse him of something. Now, you may not be aware of this, but the Pharisees had numerous items that were not permitted to be done on the Sabbath. And one of them was that a doctor could not work on the Sabbath. Now, Jesus made fun of that when he talked about a donkey falling into a pit on the Sabbath. And would the owner wait until Sunday to help the donkey get out of the pit? Of course not. They would attempt to save the donkey on the Sabbath. So that was an example of Jesus telling them again how the Sabbath was to be obeyed. So here's this man with a shriveled hand, and it's on the Sabbath. And the Pharisees, they say a doctor shouldn't work on the Sabbath. In fact, they had a whole bunch of rules that they had made. For example, a man could not carry a bed, but two men could carry a bed, because that was not work. Or a person could not carry a container of water on the Sabbath. But if he could hold the container in his mouth, then that was okay to do that work on the Sabbath. And that was because if his mouth could hold the container, that meant the container was not that heavy with water. And there were many, many rules that the Pharisees in Judaism set up about how to obey the Sabbath. So, getting back to chapter 3, Jesus said to the man, "Get up and come forward." Then Jesus asked the Pharisees, "Is it right on a day of rest to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to kill?" Wow. You see, you don't want to argue with Jesus, because he can come back. Because even the Pharisees allowed work to be done on the Sabbath. if it meant saving a life. Moreover, Jesus remarked elsewhere that the shepherds, often on the Sabbath, would end up sacrificing lambs, particularly for the Passover. And that was not considered breaking the Sabbath, because that was their task. So Jesus asked them a question. In fact, I'm very convinced that a lot of Jesus' work is done by asking a question. And they were silent because they couldn't answer Jesus. They didn't want to say you can do evil on the Sabbath or you could allow someone to die. No, they were silent. And you can find in the Old Testament a number of times when Israel was at war with their enemies, they didn't stop fighting on the Sabbath when the enemy was still coming against them. So they did work on the Sabbath. So they were silent when Jesus asked them the question. Looking around at them, he was angry as well as sorry because their hearts were hard. This reminds us of a program we had recently, whether or not Christians can be angry without sinning. Well, Jesus was angry. He was angry at the unbelief of the Pharisees because they did not believe that Jesus was Lord of the Sabbath. They did not believe he was God. In fact, they would try to crucify him because they thought he was committing blasphemy. So they were silent. Jesus was angry with them, and he was sorry because their hearts were hard. That refers to the fact that they had not yet received the new heart. Remember what David said? Create in me a clean heart and a right spirit, O God. Now that definitely came about on the day of Pentecost, but it also came about when prophets and believers in the Old Testament came to believe in the coming Christ. That was a gift from the Holy Spirit. But if your heart was hard, it meant you still had the heart that you were born with original sin. And therefore, you did not have a heart in love with the true God. Then, after being angry and sorry that their hearts were hard, Jesus told the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was made healthy again. Wow. It happened instantaneously. I am acquainted with a nurse who goes around the houses, helping people in her job. Well, one day she went to a house, and as she was leaving the house, she tripped on the stairs going out of the house, fell down, and broke her wrist. It took over a month for doctors to help her with her wrist. They had to do surgery, and she had to rest, was unable to work for that month. But recently I saw her, and though there was a little pain in her wrist, it was now healthy. What takes us up to a month to heal our bones, Jesus did in a few seconds. He's not only Lord of the Sabbath, he's Lord of salvation. And that word salvation often refers to the fact that when we get to our eternal heaven, we will have no pain, no sickness. What a wonderful passage to show that Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath and how he was willing to heal this man's hand, even though it meant that the Pharisees with Herod's men were planning to destroy him. Join us tomorrow for another Law and Gospel.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.